We are the Congo Players of the Underwater Church of Gaze Mills. We welcome you to our little locally grown town of Onomatopoeia. So sit back and enjoy for the next hour.
The tiny town of Onomatopoeia is neatly tucked into the rolling limestone landscape with a gurgling river lazily winding its way across the valley. The Onomatopoeians that remain, for many have been lured away with the promise of wealth in the upper crust, live a simple, rich life connected to nature. They congregate at a bookstore called Words.
It is 4 minutes past 11, Mr. Binder. Is 11 a proper opening time for a business? I ask you, Mr. Binder.
Yes, Miss Feasty. Things are a bit slow here.
Now you listen, Mr. Binder. Oh, never mind. It's too hot out. I feel like a fish in pantyhose.
Is there anything I can help you find today?
Is Big Jim here yet?
He should be here any moment.
I shall return.
Good morning, Mr. Binder.
Oh, Giant Jim, you scared me. I didn't hear you come in.
Well, I'm not surprised. I feel like a bucket of hot spring water. It's so humid out. Doors and drawers stick before a rain.
It is cool and dark in the bookstore.
I don't like this weather. Not at all, Mr. Binder. I feel a huge storm rolling in. All my bones are bending like rubber. The weather can be dangerous, and I feel it in my marrow. It's a red day, Mr. Binder. Red.
Oh, it is a scorcher out there today. I can't think when it's been so hot. Steam is coming out of my ears, Mr. Binder. And do you know what is stoking this fire? ICE! Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I got a letter and they want to see me. See me!
Oh, no. Nanny, nanny, what does that mean?
It's probably just a routine check-in. Nothing to be afraid of.
Oh, I'm not afraid. I am so, so cross! I'm a person, and I deserve to live safely on a spot on this earth. And governments come and they tell us where we can and can't place our feet. I am a good person.
That you are. I would be glad to be of help in looking up information for you.
Ew, I'm hot, hot, hot.
Edna, that is a tiny red dress.
It's scarlet.
That is a tiny scarlet dress.
You look lovely, Edna.
Oh, my goodness, Edna, your flowers!
I picked them on the way here.
Oh, the daisies are nice, but those yellow ones are poison parsnip. Come, come, we must wash our hands quickly, quickly, to get the sap off before you burn.
Burn from flowers?
Poison parsnip. The yellow ones have chemicals called sorrelins. Precisely furocormorins that cause what dermatologists call phytophotodermatitis, which means inflammation, itis, of the skin, derm, induced by a plant, phyto, with the help of sunlight, photo. In other words, the sap of the plant, when combined with sunshine, causes a burn.
But they're so pretty.
They are from the family that brings us water hemlock. Closely related to the herb that was used to kill Socrates.
Kill?
Come, come. A wash will take it away. It's jolly good you didn't eat it.
Boy, that sure is a tiny scarlet dress she has on.
I like my scenarios big. Hello, Giant Jim. Is it hot enough for you?
I feel danger. I don't like this at all. We need to make a plan.
For what?
Safety. I think this storm will be the big one.
Now, I know you're a walking weather station, Jim, but we had a 1,000-year flood last year. There's no way a storm bigger than that will come through for a long time. Words is a safe haven.
I trust big. I mean, giant Jim's intuition.
Thank you for that vote of confidence, Ms. Hasty. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. Albert Einstein.
Big heart and big mind. I like that in a man.
And my big bones say weather danger.
I will trust your instincts. Let's meet up in a bit and we'll discuss our safety plan.
And now for the word of the day, brought to you by Words Bookstore in the little town of Onomatopoeia with the not very big river running through it, where words, words, words are stacked floor to ceiling and the elevator will take you there.
Oh yes, I'll take you there.
Today's word at Words is cathexis. Repeat after me, cathexis.
Cathexis.
A noun meaning an investment of emotional energy in a person, object, or an idea. It is derived from the Latin ecchine, meaning to have or to hold. It also means to occupy.
Cathexis.
And now a moment for Word Social Skill of the Day, brought to you by Hot Rocks. Warm massages from the karst to melt the anger away.
Hot Rocks!
Today's social skill is controlling anger. I need an angry volunteer.
Oh, go shut yourself in a suitcase!
Very good. Now take a deep breath.
Screw you!
Okay, I will take a deep breath.
Ha! Ha! You look like the back end of a pig!
Now I am going to be alone for a moment and relax.
Hey, I thought you wanted me to say something to you.
And now we go deep into the basement, into the cavern of Words Bookstore, to find two foreign spies exiled by their fearless leader.
Batasha, what you are thinking of spy Marian Hasty?
There is something familiar in her. Have heard she is being agent for E.T. and trying to steal water from this little river.
Is being idiot. Obviously has never seen a real river like Volga.
Or Rivelina.
Or River Ob, or Angara, or Yenisei.
Give me a break.
Help.
I know.
Oh, boy. The spy that fails geography class.
It's strangely odd. Have also heard she is spy for American Library Association and trying to take over Amerikansky government. If Library Association taking over government after we are kidnapping Big Shot President, maybe we can be making secret deal with them. We are helping with takeover by kidnapping a president, and they are paying us big ransom for him.
Maybe they are paying us big money to keep president after kidnapping.
But we need to put them somewhere. Cannot be hiding in elevator forever.
We will be getting them room in Fortney Hotel. Can be making Fortney great again.
Or in basement of Fortney. Any noise they are making, and people will just be thinking more strange theater rehearsal.
Batasha, now you are being brilliant number two spy.
Notice, we are kidnapping billionaire president and storm cloud for American Library Association. Specifically for the Intellectual Freedom Department. They pay us money for president. We are also telling Elevator to give President and Storm Cloud a rough ride and be taking pictures of them in many awkward positions. Then President's lawyers pay us money for the pictures.
We bribe everyone. is brilliant again.
How is your soup coming along?
Soup is vegan delight. Here, be looking for yourself. A hat! Norris is burned.
Hot. Oh, here, Norris. Cold water. Oh, splash.
More.
Poor baby. Bodo, you are a bad ghost. No wonder you are wandering about aimless. No new body would want you for spirit. Now, leave us, or Norris will be making special bomb for ghost energy.
Tune in next time for our new episode, Killing Two Birds with One Storm, or The Star-Spangled Librarians. Going up. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, all aboard. I will take you to places unknown, adventure, mystery, history, you name it, and I'll take you there. Oh, baby, I'll take you there. Step right up, hurry, offering soon, absolutely free. Take the ride of your life. Step right up.
I need your help, Mr. Elevator. Would you be so kind as to take me to the secret bookstore?
I can take you there. Quick, get in before the others arrive.
Mr. Elevator Lift, you've been such a good friend. And now I fear immigration has queered my pitch.
Pardon me?
Sorry. To queer one's pitch means to spoil someone's efforts. Immigration might have me off.
We're having a meeting with Karakasa Obake and Bodo to make a plan to help your situation. They know their onions.
Welcome, worldly sister and elevator. We are here today to manifest your destiny with an introduction to non-presentism.
I beg your pardon?
Non-presentism is an umbrella term that covers several different, more specific versions of the philosophy of time. One version of non-presentism is eternalism, which says that objects from both the past and the future exist just as much as present objects. According to eternalism, non-present objects like myself as a ghost, or the Lone Ranger, or Socrates, or future Martian outposts, they exist right now, even though they are not currently present. We may not be able to see them at the moment, and they may not be in the same space-time vicinity that you find yourself in right now.
Are you referring to time travel?
Freud believed that psychic structure is changed through analysis. Personalities change. Every patient who has experienced it says, "Something shifted inside me," but we don't know what they mean.
I'm not getting the gist of this.
We have a method to extract you from this present time and send you off into the future, where we will catch up to you later.
Oh my, how exciting!
I am of the Tsukugami spirits, useful spirits like tools. I am going to give you a ghost umbrella.
I did not know that. I guess I am a umbrella-less ghost.
Bodo!
Sorry.
What does this brolly do?
When the time comes, you will know.
How will I know?
Use your intuition. Trust.
I had a dream about an umbrella.
You are a good person. The spirits will take care of you.
Hey! I said that earlier, that I was a good person.
Validation.
Come on, Nanny. The group in the lobby seems to be getting very heated up about something.
Thank you all, my spirit friends.
Ground floor, watch your step. What is going on here?
What is going on?
Nanny, you disappeared.
You rang the bell, Mr. Elevator. You called. We came.
A bit of a nanny-nanny emergency. All solved.
I have a magic brolly. A ghost brolly.
But I can see it.
Magic, as in it will keep me safe in the storm and solve my immigration problem.
No, no. An umbrella will not do. I can feel it in my bones. We're going to have to stay in the basement. Take shelter. It's a bad, bad storm.
Oh, pish posh. We have weathered. We have weathered.
Please, Nanny Nanny, please come here tomorrow morning. I will have a safe zone all set up. Blankets, batteries, and food.
I can bring apple pie. Fresh apples, frozen crust. Jim showed me how to make it.
That sounds nice.
And a touch of cinnamon in the apples, right?
Did I hear pie?
Oh, Miss Hasty, you startled me.
I know.
I'm going to bring an apple pie for our safety shelter meeting.
Tomorrow morning we will meet here early, 9 a.m., to prepare for the storm.
It's going to be like camp.
Oh, it is it? Well, I will be here 9 a.m. with bells on and a cherry pie. In fact, I already have 6 cherry pies ready for tomorrow. No need for your pie, dear. I have it covered.
How could you know we needed pies?
An apple pie is so simple, so traditional. My cherry pie packs a punch, a touch of Grand Marnier, a touch of drama, perfect for a storm.
So you don't want me to make apple pie?
Not needed. Thank you, dear.
Ms. Hasty, we can have all kinds of pie. There is never too much pie. Grandpa Gruber used to make peach pie with bourbon. A little snort, she would say. You bring your pie too, Edna. We could be stuck for a couple of days.
A couple of days?
Oh, I doubt that.
You should go home and change out of that tiny dress. You'll be more comfortable.
Jim, really, the storm isn't going to be that bad.
I feel it in my bones, Mr. Binder. I trust that.
I trust your bones, too. Trust.
Well, we'll meet here tomorrow at 9 to set up the safe shelter in the basement.
And make a plan.
And make a plan.
Every plan needs a leader. I will take that charge since I am a librarian.
I think Giant Jim should be in charge. It's his plan.
Oh, I trust Mr. Binder to be in charge, since it is his bookstore.
I think Elevator would handle the job just fine, since he has been here the longest.
That's very kind of you, Bodo. Thank you.
Makes sense to me.
Silence! I am a librarian. Knowledge is power. Therefore, I am in charge. Now, tomorrow...
That's not fair.
Maybe we should take a vote.
Let's not waste time. I am in charge.
Everybody in favor of Giant Jim being in charge, raise your hand.
Oh, hold on now.
Listen, Missy, you need to stretch your butt home and get out of that tiny tramp dress. Us grown-ups have work to do.
But, Miss Hasty, everyone can contribute... And that wasn't very nice. Although, Edna, that is a very tiny dress. Not very practical in a storm.
What exactly are the job duties of this position, this situation?
To save the world and then populate it with pawn shop owners and extraterrestrials.
Excuse me?
It's the weather forecast you carry in your jeans that are wanted.
He has the weather forecast in his pants?
Oh, you stupid, stupid girl.
Miss Hasty, it's not nice to be mean like that.
Oh, it isn't, is it? Well, let me tell you.
Ladies, let's not get all heated up.
I am not stupid. You think librarians are so special.
We are.
You are nothing but a fancy pie fancy pants.
And you are too big for that tiny, tiny dress.
You are both being stupid. Utterly, utterly, utterly stupid.
Who asked you?
And a snotty, snotty lady.
Crimson creature.
Bodo, let's go warn all the inanimate objects about the storm.
How does it feel to not be chosen to be in charge, Mr. Elevator?
We are in a code red. Alert, alert. We're going to be experiencing another 100-year storm. Things are really going to take off, so I want everybody to be prepared. I will be indisposed. Bodo, you will be in charge. Bodo.
Thank you, Elevator. We must remain calm, with all our feet, so to speak, on the ground.
Am I going to get my water shut off?
As a precaution, Cindy Lulu, your water will be turned off.
Oh, spare my pipes. They are old enough as it is.
Don't be complaining about your age. You have to be proud of your heritage, your traditions. Our family has always been about the business, giving you the business, growing the business. A.B. Dick has weathered many a storm.
Well, I am so hot I think I could just go on to melt. There is no bounce in my coil today. I am totally limp with the humidity. Nobody wants to talk on a phone in this heat.
I always feel the most loved in heat like this. Oh, people stand around and they drink my water as it bubbles. Oh, I love holding back and then splashing someone in the face when they bend down and they get closer to take a drink.
What is the seriousness of this upcoming storm, Miss Bodo?
Enough to pack up all your cards in your catalog, MacTavish, and head to higher ground. Stay on alert, Card Catalog MacTavish.
Aye, aye, Captain. Me eyes will be peeled on the horizon line on lookout.
Well done. Keep the knowledge safe.
I am the Commodore 64, and I have all my files backed up. I am ready for the future.
Too bad the future isn't ready for you anymore.
Royal Old Typewriter, you need to come with me. Mr. Binder needs you.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I hope he had not sold me.
If Royal Old goes, I go also.
Oh, that is so honorable. I will do whatever task Mr. Binder asks. I hope I see you all later, after the storm.
And the point is to stay sharp through all of this.
Come on, Bodo, Royal O, and Pencil. Let's get back to the lobby.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, she threw a pie in my face.
I told you to take yourself home. I wasn't fooling. You are asking for nothing but trouble dressed like that.
You ruined my dress. And I have whipped cream all over my hair.
That was rather sexist, Miss Hasty. You look very tasty, Edna.
This is not the time for your stupid English humor, Nanny.
Well, I was only trying to lighten the mood.
Well, take your mood and stuff it, all of you.
Now, Edna, we're all getting a little overwrought.
I feel just horrible. I'm leaving.
Wait, Jim, I'll go with you. Together, we can make a plan.
Well, Mr. Binder, I'll stop back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. England doesn't have this heat. I feel tempers are boiling over.
We'll see you in the morning, Nanny.
Well, tomorrow is sure going to be an interesting day.
A storm rolling in and kidnapping. It's going to be quite a day. Stay tuned for the next episode in just a moment to see where I will take you. Oh yeah, I'll take you there.
tiny town of Onomatopoeia is neatly tucked into the rolling limestone landscape with a gurgling river lazily winding its way across the valley. The Onomatopoeians that remain, for many have been lured away with the promise of wealth in the upper crust, live a simple, rich life connected to nature. They congregate at a bookstore called Words.
It is 4 minutes past nine, Mr. Binder. Our safety meeting started 4 minutes ago, Mr. Binder.
Yes, yes, Miss Hasty. Things are a bit slow here.
Now you listen, Mr. Binder. Today is a very different day. Surely Giant Jim is here already.
I haven't seen him yet.
Good morning, Mr. Binder.
Oh, you startled me. You're not Giant Jim. But good morning, Edna. How are you doing today?
I'm wearing jeans today. I don't think Miss Hastings likes me.
Well, this seems like a strange day. The heat makes tempers flare. I'm sure it is just a passing situation.
Oh, Edna, you came back. I wasn't sure you would.
Good morning, Nanny. We seem to be having a bit of an off-kilter day.
Mr. Binder, I think it is a strange day. So quiet, and the atmosphere outside, an ominous shade of green. Why, emerald green. Emerald indeed. With that bruised purple color in the background that Giant Jim likes.
Giant Jim, have you seen him today? It's odd that he isn't here yet.
Indeed, you can set your watch by that man. And I have. What the heck?
Can you see me ringing at the door? Hello? Giant Jim?
There is no one at the door.
Giant Jim, are you at the shop?
Step right up. All aboard. Chaos Express. Next stop, everywhere. Next stop, nowhere. Next stop, danger, Mr. Robinson, danger. Next stop, danger.
Elevator, please. Jim, say again. Your joints are what? Too much static. What about the weather?
Is that Big Jim? Giant Jim?
The line's gone dead.
Is Jim okay? Where is he?
I fear he's in trouble.
Oh, no!
Silence!
You shot Elevator! Shot him! He was just certified!
It's a flesh wound. Now, Mr. Binder, it is essential that I find Jim. Tell me where he is. Now!
If you just put that weapon away.
Now! Tell me where Jim is, or Elevator gets it again.
He's at the pawn shop.
But why, Miss Hasty, why?
So the ALA and Constantinople can rule the world.
Carson a cracker.
Oh, Edna, shut up!
Elevator, how are you?
She might have killed my bell, but she didn't kill me.
Oh, thank goodness, Mr. Binder. What are we to do?
The world is off its axis, and the curse is angry. I believe Giant Jim now. This storm is big. Let's get to the basement. Elevator, are you fine?
I have a job to do, and a bullet is not going to stand in my way.
And now, the word of the day, brought to you by Words Bookstore in the little town of Onomatopoeia, with the not very big river running through it, where words are stacked floor to ceiling, and the elevator will take you there.
Oh yes, I'll take you there, but maybe not today.
Today's word at words is consequences. Repeat after me. Consequences.
Consequences.
A noun that is the result of something that naturally or logically follows from an action, a punishment, or repercussion. Something significant or important. As in, there are serious consequences to fracking. There are consequences to carbon emissions. There are consequences to greed. There are consequences for society losing its social skills. Consequences.
Consequences!
And now, we will take a deep breath. And now a moment for Word Social Skill of the Day, brought to you by the Onomatopoeia Flower and Gift Shop, located next to Giant Jim's Pawn Shop, every day but Sunday, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to sunset. Closed anytime Joe goes fishing.
Today's social skill is how to say goodbye. I need a volunteer. There may be consequences if you don't volunteer.
I'll volunteer. I'm good.
Okay, that's good. Now look at each other and smile.
We are looking and smiling, yes.
Very good. Now use a pleasant tone of voice and say, goodbye, see you again soon.
Goodbye, ta-ta, see you again soon.
You have just said goodbye in the socially skilled way.
Everybody run for cover!
And now we go deep into the basement, into the cavern of Words Bookstore, where we find two foreign spies exiled by their fearless leader. Let's listen as they put their plan into action.
Now we put the plan in action.
Let us be finding elevating a machine. You there, elevating. We are beginning action. First you are picking up Big Shot President. Then you are picking up Storm Cloud. Bodo will have each of them waiting for you.
Bodo never does anything for free. What's your end of the deal?
For Bodo, we tell you that skeleton at bottom of elevating shaft is Bodo. That you killed him. Then you are feeling guilty and are putty in his hands.
So, it's a double cross on Bodo. I can play that game.
This is no game. This is future.
Elevating, you are delivering a Big Shot President and Cloud to Fortney Hotel, the undercover office of Fearless Leader. Make the elevating ride rough. We are wanting them to be in difficult-to-explain positions for a new security camera.
Pick them up, shake them up with high-definition security camera on. Deposit them at the Fortney Hotel. Piece of cake. Make sure your seatbacks and trays are in their upright and locked positions. Fasten your seatbelts and hang on. You're in for a bumpy ride.
Yes, there he goes. So, it begins. My people are all ready to assume control.
Ms. Hasty, are we talking about cash deal here?
Let's keep it on a cash basis.
Okay, Norris is liking cash.
And now we follow Marion Hasty, the frustrated town librarian, as she goes down the block from Words to a shabby shopfront where she secretly slips into a store under a sign that says seductively, Jim's Pawn Shop.
Jim? Jim? Oh, my darling, where are you? Jim? Jim! Jim! I found you! Jim, get up! Jim! My God, he's catatonic! A kiss does not awaken the prince. I need another spell. His journal. I was born Palm Sunday, 1965. My dad fell into a black state that morning. He was as stiff as a preacher's collar. He wasn't able to predict the weather for the first time since he married my mother. The weather turned from green to black in the afternoon. Dark clouds gathered in the west and started marching towards the farm like giant ogres. The storm lashed for hours until a cyclone swooped in, lifting the barn like in The Wizard of Oz. It was at that point that I was born. My dear boy. With my first cry, my father sat up like nothing had happened. He said his joints had frozen up, paralyzing him, but my birth had broken the spell. Oh, Giant Jim, you are paralyzed with the weather. How do we get you out of this into safety before the storm hits? Oh, curses. Save the world? Or save Jim.
She shot elevator. That horrible, horrible woman. Now she's after Jim. Oh, Mr. Binder, what are we going to do? What is happening? Oh my, oh my.
Oh no.
We need to barricade ourselves in the basement.
I have a magic brolly.
Isn't a drill, Nanny. Tornadoes are not something to ignore.
No, shut up, Edna! Trust!
I fear Giant Jim might have been right about the storm. It is a black day.
Now the power has gone out? I can't see a thing.
Complete blackness.
I see a glow over there.
Elevator has his emergency lights on.
I bring you a lantern. The Verd looks formidable angry outside.
Bodo, can you go out and find Giant Jim?
Verd has it that he is fine, Mr. Binder. I have other business to attend to and must be off.
Wait, Bodo! He's gone.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
I have never been in an earthquake, but this sure feels like one.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
I have no words for this feeling.
The building is shaking.
Words, words, words.
I know it's bad luck to open an umbrella inside, but my instincts tell me to open it. No!
Nanny, Nanny just got sucked out of the elevator shaft.
There she is. Look out this window.
She's flying away like Mary Poppins.
That is a magic umbrella.
Nanny! Nanny! We'll be safe now. Won't she?
I believe she will be, Edna.
What about Giant Jim?
Oh, Big Jim, come on. Snap out of it. I must keep moving. The ALA and the Karstians are all waiting for me to make the move. The vortex is forming. The time is now. If I don't move on with the plan, we will lose everything, and the world will be ruled by the billionaire Russian president. We will have no power. Oh, Jim, wake up! Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to pull you out of bed. Well, that didn't do it. I have a choice to make. Jim or the world? Love? Or power. I've been working so long for this, but yes, yes, the choice is power, derailed by love. I want the power, but I want the love more. I will give up the power.
Oh no, Ms. Hasty! You must not give up the power if you have love. The love of knowledge is power.
Oh, my sweet, sweet Jim, you came back to me. And we still have time to become ruler of the world.
Now, Ms. Hasty, it seems to be that you weren't a very nice person to my friend Edna. If you can't be nice to your neighbor, then I don't think you can be ruler of the world. Because your neighbor is important to you.
Oh, good God! Spare me your Mr. Rogers-isms! Come on, pussycat. Meow, meow, let's go see what the damage is out there.
Do you remember Captain Kangaroo?
Oh, I'm free! Untethered, unleashed, heading to unfathomable heights, I'm reborn. Oh, that adjustment makes a world of difference. I feel young. I feel alive. I have a purpose. I am needed. I'm on a mission. Okay, Otis Line Elevator, let's focus on our cargo and deliver them safely and prove that I am indeed a contributing member of society. Kidnapped cargo people, we are going up into this storm cloud to shake you up so we can catch you on our new security camera in compromising positions. Just think. Old elevator, shaking up the leader of our country. I thought my life was over, and along comes one of the most exciting days of my life. I didn't realize how depressed I was, how unneeded I felt. I was feeling sorry for myself for carting a few locals up and down just to find books. All right, all right. Just because you're a billionaire president doesn't make you a good person. I'm a self-made elevator. When I was new, I worked hard every day, all night. I was of service. Then that darn Bodo Otto ruined it all by falling, and I didn't push him. I didn't kill him. And I served my time for that accident, grounded, until Mr. Binder came along. All right, cargo to destination. Destination, Fortney Hotel. Once a great luxury hotel and saloon, now fallen to historical decay, a fitting place for a president who is putting our country in decay. There you go, cargo. Mission accomplished. Elevator has delivered kidnapped billionaire president and Stormcloud as per Norris and Batasha's request.
Psst. Elevator.
Why, Bodo, what are you doing here?
Norris caught on to your cables as water swept him away out the window. Can you take him to Indiana?
Indiana?
A special spy mission. How does it feel to be free, Mr. Elevator?
Ever since I came off the factory line, I had wished I was a jet airplane, carrying hundreds of people all over the world. My vertical trajectory was basically boring, and I always had bigger dreams. I thought it was all over when I was grounded. Then Mr. Binder came along. And one day, we were looking for a specific book, and I went farther than I ever had before. I didn't even think about it. Mr. Binder said, floor 34, and I just went there. This is the first time I've ever left the building. It's amazing what can be done once you put your mind to it.
Deposit Norris in Indiana so he can complete the next mission.
Off we go! Woohoo!
The walls of words have survived the storm intact. Elevator is on a mission.
in the stratosphere, but will also return intact. But another storm is brewing to stomp on the tiny town of Onomatopoeia. Such is the world. It is a cruel one.
Ah, yes. But love has championed over the temptation for power.
Nein, it didn't. It just gave a moment's pause. Once love was perceived as caught, the pull for power took over.
But love will win.
Not necessarily. Real love is like a ghost. Everyone talks about it, but not many have seen it.
Says the ghost.
Says the spirit.
Legend says that when you can't sleep at night, it's because you're awake in someone else's dream.
Very interesting. Perhaps explaining much.
Look! Here comes Mr. Binder! This has been Karakasa Obakeda, speaking from the inside of the walls of Words Bookstore.
And I am Bodo Otto, the friendly, helpful ghost of Words Bookstore. I also do psychoanalysis by appointment.
I just wanted to have the last word on this episode. I'm sorry, I'm a bit out of breath. Oh, what a day. Okay, we must trust the days will get better. We must work on this trust and work hard. I leave all of you with the thoughts of someone I admire. He is not of my political views, all the more admirable that I admire him, John McCain. We weaken our greatness when we confuse our patriotism with tribal rivalries that have sown resentment and hatred and violence in all the corners of the globe. We weaken it when we hide behind walls rather than tear them down, when we doubt the power of our ideals rather than trust them to be the great force for change they have always been.
Vets, vets, vets.
Words, words, words!
Yay! Yay!
You have been listening to the Congo Players of the Underwater Church of Gaze Mills and their original radio drama, Onomatopoeia. The show is written by me, Kay O'Brien, with Jerrion Wellhouse, Kyle Martz, and all the players. The characters are Craig Anderson, Jason Robertson, Kyle Martz, Taryn Power, Green Deer, Adam Stanton, Therese Lordan, David Oldenburg, Seely Wolf, Jerrion Wellhouse, Sandra Berger, and our elevator, Brad Otto. Sound engineering by Jason Robertson. Sound design by Brad Otto and Kay O'Brien. Music by Kevin McLeod from incompetent.com. Thanks to WDRT for putting the community in radio. Thanks to Brad Otto for the use of his now uninhabitable congregational church. Thanks to the Soldiers Grove Library. All shows can be found on the archive page at WDRT.org under local programs, The Congo Players. Thank you for listening.
Agents sitting on a fence saying, hey, little brother, look what we got for you. We're gonna rope off an area, put on a show from the Canadian border down to Mexico. It might be the most potentially gross thing that we could possibly do. Yeah, little buddy, gonna get your chance. Make a few vessels all wet their pants. We'll record it alive, and that's no jive. Hold it, stop it. down. Gee, it was a wonderful show. Oh, you haven't gone on yet? Well, how was I supposed to know? Hey, we got a great day. We're really downtown. We're gonna get the Grand Canyon to do the sound. Some boxing rain, but it might be the time to really put you in the dough. Listen, little brother, don't you get us wrong. Probably even know one of the words you saw. Just say I do, and we'll lay it on you. You, me, bang with the fist, crash with the window, out with the son of a gun. Out of my fear, I wanna see you speaking in a foreign town. Hey, little buddy, gonna get your chance, make them feel.